How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
This is The Bird Show.
Intern Reshma. So Reshma raises some very, very good points. I mean, there was a time there where like MySpace was for the kids, man. And then Facebook was for the kids. But now if you look at the demographics of Facebook, it's like, I mean, the majority is 35 and up now, isn't it?
It's something like that. Yeah, I don't know what the statistics are.
The fastest growing population on Facebook are women 46 to 64.
And these are the mommies.
I believe it.
And the grandmommies.
And the grandmommies also.
Sharing pictures.
Checking up on their grandbabies, making sure the kids are okay on Facebook also, which is fine, but there's got to be some protocol, right?
There does. I mean, I understand the whole staying in touch with people. You move around, you lose connection, and Facebook's a great way to do it, and I have no problem with that. But most of these people are parents, and they're parents who friend their kids and treat Facebook the way that kids treat Facebook, which is two completely different worlds.
What do you mean?
Like, parents use Facebook, or kids use Facebook to keep in touch and, like, you know, send each other stuff. And it's an entertainment thing, which is understandable because they're kids. Teenagers do it to, like, keep in touch, etc. You know,
you said the entertainment for kids is also a little different than the entertainment for your average 50-year-old.
Yeah. Exactly. But for some reason, with, like, the applications on Facebook and the games, like the Farmville thing we're talking about, you know, moms getting involved and, like, doing these, like, drastic things. Parents are getting a little too into this. But there's certain things that need to be said about Facebook.
Okay. All right.
And so here are my rules for Facebook. Number one.
These are for the parents, right?
For parents. Gotcha. For parents, in generally in regards to your kids, but in general. Number one, you're allowed to be friends with your kids. I understand that you want to keep an eye on them. I mean, you're away. It's a good way to keep track. So you're allowed to be friends with your child. But number two, you're not allowed to be friends with your child's kids, no matter how close you are, no matter if they're like, oh, you're the coolest parent. Let's hang out. And like they tell you.
Like the parent's kid's friends or whatever?
Yeah, like your child's friends.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't go on Facebook and search them out and friend them.
Okay.
That is a little crazy.
That's like Millie Pete being Jen's friend on Facebook.
Yes, exactly.
I have some friends' moms who've done that.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, they do that.
Now, what if this goes the other way? Like, if the friend of the daughter wants to friend mom.
That's my rule number three.
Okay.
You're allowed to do that and accept it, but you're not allowed to go and comment on all their statuses, like all their photos, post on their wall, and comment on everything they do. Like, you're not allowed to stalk them 24/7.
So when they road trip down to Savannah for St. Patrick's Day, you're not allowed to comment on every picture. Ooh, someone's wearing their green. Ooh, look at green.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like being buddies with your kids.
Yeah, I had one of my best friend's mom like every one of my 100 pictures in an album. Every one. I don't understand why she'd do that. Because I get on Facebook and I have 100 notifications that she likes all of them. She could have just told me she liked the pictures. There was no need to like all of them.
It's a little creepy.
Yeah, it is. Number four.
Well, and it shows lack of use with Facebook.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't realize you're getting 100 notifications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, she could have just posted one message, one notification, done.
Exactly. The other thing that I kind of get a little iffy on is you're not allowed to friend your, like, nieces, your nephew, your, like, godkids. Like, close family members, children. And my thing with that is it's a like with your child, it's a relationship where you're allowed to watch over them. Like, you're their parent, you have responsibility with them. For cousins and godkids, you start getting a little protective of them and crossing boundaries.
It's almost like narcish, you mean? Like,
yeah.
You're sort of watching over the entire family?
Exactly. And you're kind of watching, like, who they talk to, what they do. And then it becomes, like, family gossip, family drama.
Okay.
And it's just too much, and it's not worth the issues that can arise from it.
Well, I'm friends with my uncle, aunt, cousins. My mom is on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
My distant relatives.
Did they all request to friend you, and you said yes to everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
it's awkward to say, like, to not friend
right.
them.
That's the thing. They friend you, so you have to, but I'm trying to put out there that don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Don't put them in that awkward position.
Oh, yeah. Here's what we got to do, the Bird Show. Here's what we need to develop. Family book. So there's Facebook, and that's for the people that you want to drink around. What's up, rock and roll, woo! And then you get family book, and that's where going over to Jen's house for a baking party. She's going to teach us how to make chocolate chip and praline cookies.
It's just a page of lies.
Yeah.
You've got Facebook, and then you have the page of lies.
Yes.
Exactly. Okay, number five. I don't know why parents don't get this. Don't type in all cap locks. In the world of the internet, it means you're screaming. And don't scream everything. It doesn't make your point more important. It's not emphasizing what you say. You look mentally retarded. Like, it drives me insane. And my mother's out of town, so I can say this. She does it all the time when she emails people. And I'm like, Mom, you are yelling at this person. They're like, no, it's easier to read. No, Mother, it's easier for you to read, but you are yelling at that.
And like, you seem petty for correcting them about something.
And she gets so mad at me, but I mean, it's true. When you type in cap locks, it's normally because you're excited or angry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing their own self-large print.
Yeah, that's what it is. My grandmother does that. I've told you guys that before. She's on email, and now she's on Facebook. All caps.
All caps all the time.
She says it's just because she's lazy.
I mean...
What do you mean just because she's lazy?
She doesn't want to do the shift key.
Oh, really?
That's what she told me.
And you can't argue with that.
Then don't use it at all. I mean, that seems to be what most people are doing now anyways. You don't use caps at all.
She's in her 80s. I'm not arguing with
After
her.
After 80, they can do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah.
And then number six is the one that drives me the most insane. Mothers in particular love doing this. They love downloading every single app on Facebook. The, like, buy yourself drinks or send them a teddy bear, the garden flowers and everything. Oh. You are 50 plus years old. If you want to send your friend a drink, go out and buy them a drink in person. Do not send them a drink on Facebook. Don't buy them a plant. Don't send them a teddy bear. Go out in person. Like, there is no need.
You can afford it.
There's no need. I mean, I have, like, aunts and friends and, like, my mom's friends who have over 100 applications. And all I get on my Facebook are, like, blah, blah, blah has sent someone a drink. Join them. And I'm like, leave me alone. I actually go out with my friends.
Have you ever logged on to see, like, your mom has sent you a ninja kick and your dad has sent you a French kiss?
What? I think these are good rules, Reshma.
Yeah, it needs to be great.
Dude, I just whacked Grandma in Mafia Wars. What's up?
Here are the parents calling up to, you know, that there'd be some push on this. Hey, Kathy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey. Well, I'm just listening to this, and I'm laughing, because, first of all, the MySpace was supposed to be for the kids.
Oh, come on.
And the Facebook was for parents.
No, it wasn't, honey.
It wasn't. No, it was for college kids.
Yes, it was.
You're wrong.
On Facebook, you can find your college friends and stuff. And the MySpace was the kids to put their videos and whatever crap. But I have two teenagers, and it's just silly. It's just a silly conversation. But there, you are right about certain things on the Facebook. I had an experiment for about 6 months.
The Facebook.
You're already showing you shouldn't be on Facebook if you're referring to it as the Facebook.
But that's okay. Keep telling us about this newfangled thing on the interwebs.
If I'm referring you to, is it what?
As the Facebook.
No, I just said it like that. Anyway,
Facebook. Ninja kick.
Go ahead, Kat.
I've been on Facebook for 2 years or whatever, but for 6 months I've been experimenting just to see who would answer the Facebook. And I have like 590 friends of people I don't know.
Right.
Okay.
People don't check to see who they're saying yes to. They just say it. So they're being silly. And yes, no, you should not be checking up on your children's friends.
Well, just so you know, I've got 5,000 friends on Facebook.
It's the Facebook.
Sorry.
The parents always know exactly like how many friends they have and many pictures and everything. Like, they're really, like, alert on how, like, their Facebook status is.
And I felt that you could tell that she's a mother of a teenager because she would not listen to anything we said.
No.
She's used to arguing with her children all the time.
Kathy, you are, aren't you? You're a parent of a teenager.
I'm a parent of two teenagers.
Yes, you can tell.
You're not listening to anybody younger anymore.
Yeah, you're in battle mode.
I'm not old, thank you. And
I didn't say you were old. I said you were in battle mode.
Yes.
Battle mode.
You're being defensive.
I just find it funny because I think it's okay to be on the Facebook.
It's not the Facebook. It's Facebook. And Resh was not saying that you shouldn't be on. She's just saying that there are some rules to the Facebook that you should know. Okay?
I know all the rules. Facebook. Okay. All right.
See? Yeah. Right. See? Yeah. No. She'll light me up. You know,
I liked her. I'm going to get her. I have a modem that you don't have to set the cradle of the phone into. I'm going to get her one of those. She's like, you know what? I'm going to write that radio station right now.
I wonder if that's an app on Facebook.
She needs it.
Send her a what?
She needs somebody to reach out and
touch her.
Yeah.
Hey, Christian, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Slacker.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
Okay. Well, you heard the rules for the Facebook, right?
Yes, I heard the rules, and I have one of my own that I would like to add.
Okay.
If you are a parent on Facebook, do not friend request your child's teachers.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little creepy. I mean, you know, some of the parents are really nice, and we keep in touch through email when you let your student's parents know how their kid's doing and that kind of thing. But, you know, friend requesting them on Facebook is just a little too personal.
A little too close to home.
Well, that's almost like them taking your cell phone number, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of, you know, then you're put in that situation where you're like, I don't want to be rude by ignoring them, but at the same time, you know, you don't want to be put in that position where you're having really any contact with any of your students or, you know, their families outside of school.
Too close to home, right there. Yeah. Great rules. Hey, can you put the parental rules to the Facebook on our worldwide website?
I will do that.
You want to go to?
Where can people go find that, Bert?
http://www.q100atlanta.com.
We'll put it up online here in a couple of minutes.
We'll hyperlink to that.
This is The Bert Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast. An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.